Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Oh my god, it's that time again. The clock on the wall is striking midnight. I don't even know if it's midnight. I'm just kidding. This is the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. And this radio show is being filmed before a live feline audience. Radio St. Pete Corporate said I could bring your kid to work day. And since I only have cats, I brought my cat to work. And now he's drooling and fur is going all over the mixing board. So if this show shorts out around segment two, well, you can thank Destructo, the world's most floppy cat. Hey, my name's Mao. This is the Indie Circuit. This is the show dedicated to bringing you crazy independent music that you might not have other heard. Or sometimes you may have heard of them. And good for you. That means you're in the know, man. You're like, in the know, baby! This is show 161 if you're keeping track. But I know you're not. But you should be. Because maybe you could win fabulous prizes on a trivia game in the future. Think about it, won't you? In fact, I'll play some music while you think about it. Wonder who it's gonna be. How about the 5678s?
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
You're all fascinating.
And we're going to play the first one of everybody here brought their songs. We've got music from Libido, which with Narita, who's here in the studio. And we've got two members of a group called 5678. And this is live. Let's see here. This is going to rock out on us. Got to wake up a little.
Welcome to a night of total.
Thank you. Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a cap, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
Now, your city encounters America's fearless shock producer face to face as he dares the ultimate in savage realism.
America's most daring filmmaker sets out to strike his audience with a thousand-volt jolt, and he achieves it.
EuroPix International puts you through the ringer with Frenzy of Blood, a starkly realistic double-barrel power package.
Frenzy of Blood, offering number one, I Dismember Mama. Violently raw, brutally frank. It had to be made that way.
Frenzy of Blood, offering number two, Blood-Spattered Bride, where insanity turns to unbearable violence.
Together, I Dismember Mama and Blood-Spattered Bride. Supervised admission will not permit anyone under the age of 17 to attend unless properly accompanied by a parent or adult guardian. The R rating will be strictly enforced.
If you want to discuss Frenzy of Blood, you've got to see it first.
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
Ooh, spooky. Anyway, that was the 5678s off of their CD, the Golden Hits of the 5678s. I played Horror Rocker, Itusho ni Ite, and then Kiteo Ramones. I got to brush up on my Japanese. I'm going to be going there at the end of the year. That's exciting. Very awesome. Oh, I have to tell you, I am being a little bit cheeky. I snuck into the Radio St. Pete corporate empire, and I snuck into their studio, cat in hand, bag of LPs and CDs falling all over the place. I had to record the show a little bit in advance this week, because got some crazy pinball stuff. But before I get into that little story... Oh my god, I'm just non sequiturs everywhere. I wanted to say, make sure that you go to projectpinball.org. If you're a friend of the Indie Circuit on Facebook, which why wouldn't you be, you'll see I shared a link for Project Pinball. It's one of their upcoming raffles where they're a 501c that puts pinball machines into children's hospitals where kids need a little bit of a smile. So, it's a great cause. You might win a pinball machine, which is kind of cool. Or maybe just donate money and say, hey, go to it. I know I'm going down I'm actually volunteered to work one of their upcoming tournaments down there. I used to compete, but I don't know. Sometimes I still compete a little bit. I'm not that great. I'm okay, but I'm not top. But anyway, go to projectpinball.org. Let them know, vote with your dollar, as they say. But anyway, the reason I'm recording this show here in the global empire of Radio St. Pete is because this weekend I'm going over, I forget the name of the town even, it's some, it's like when you look at a map and you're like, okay, here's Clearwater, and then you drive over, and then, okay, here's Mouse World, and then like an inch above Mouse World, so you just divert over, and then like, you go around Mouse Town and you head upwards, and then there's like some little place. I don't know. I don't even remember the name of it, but so I'm going to this event there, and this one is really odd. It's I don't even know what it's like a pinball party. Ooh, swinging pinball party. But you buy these tickets, and there's money, or there's food, and there's games, and obviously all the games are set to free, and I guess there's some sales stuff that's all going towards it to help animal shelters, which is cool. So I'm excited about that, and I'll see. I'm Gary Stern is going to be there, and Gary Stern is if you heard one of my older shows, I played a Stern interview where I actually met him and talked to him, and he was a really great guy. Well, I'm going over to meet him, and I'm actually I created a pinball themed T-shirt. I have Daddy-O's T-shirt company, which is a silk screening company. DaddyOsSilkScreen.com or DaddyOsScreenPrinting.com. Oh, I mix that up. How do you mix up your own website? Wow, my brain, I tell you. So I'm actually making him like a custom shirt where the back, it's like a mechanic shirt, and the back has this design on it, and then the front, I'm silk screening like a fake name patch over the pockets, and I'm going to give that to him. Hopefully it makes an impression. And hey, Maybe it'll make enough of an impression that he uses me for his silk screening endeavors. That'd be all right. So that's the end of that story. So, end of story. Here's some music for your head or ears.
Silence, Earthling.
My name is Darth Vader. I am an extraterrestrial from the planet Vulcan.
You're a homo baby on a train of love. You only wanna break my heart. You're not the one to settle down. When you see the lovely star, well, you camp around every heart in town. You make the jade rock flow. Well, you know the crowd when you say goodbye. You're nothing but a love hobo. Hobo, baby, you only wanna run around. Hobo, baby, then you let them down. Well, you camp around every heart in town. You make the jade rock flow. Baby on the train of love, you only wanna play around. The boys all say you could not care. You're the sweetheart of the town. You're the sweetest thing that's on the street. No matter where I go, where love and living is your motto. You're nothing but a love hobo. Hobo, baby, you only wanna run around. Hobo, baby, then you let them down. When you camp around every heart in town, you make the jade rock flow. Well, you know they cry when you say goodbye. You're nothing but a love hobo. Well, you know they cry when you say goodbye. You're nothing but a love hobo. Hobo, hobo, hobo.
wanna, sweetie pie, don't you ever leave me blue. Honey, sweetie pie, don't you ever leave me blue.
He's a stowaway on a stolen ship, 10 years old, and 10 million miles from home.
Look, you're a kid, you're no gunner.
I'm the only gunner you got.
Space Raiders, in a last desperate battle.
Come on, kid, let's go get him.
Space Raiders.
Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
I arrive in America's airport with clothing, U.S. dollars, and a jar of gypsy tears to protect me from AIDS.
Oh yeah, baby. Baby! That was the Go-Getters. I played Hobo Baby, Hold On Tight, Honky Tonk, and I'm a Road Zombie. No, I mixed those two up. I played I'm a Road Zombie, then I played Honky Tonk. Gotta love those guys. Very, very cool. The Go-Getters. Go check them out on Facebook. That's where the world is. Oh, what am I doing? An ad for Facebook now? Gross. I'm not. But yes. So anyway, what was I saying? Oh yeah. So, I'm pretty excited doing some shirts. One of the things that was really cool. I don't know if you remember 2 weeks ago, or no, just last week, you know, I had said, told you the tale about writing the 5678s and then getting permission to use their stuff, which freaked me out because I was like, yeah. So I went into work then a couple days later, and there's a follow-up email from the guy who owns, he runs Time Bomb Records, very cool record company out of Japan. I've done a lot of business with them where I've bought records and actually had them shipped from Japan to me because I'm that stupid. And he was like, oh, thanks for, you know, thanks for all the love you're giving us and all that kind of stuff. Give me your email or your mailing address, and I'll mail you other stuff to play. And I was like, oh my God, how cool is that? I was really excited. I can't wait to see what he sends. And I'll tell you, you know, deal with Time Bomb Records. If they have the English site, you know, go check them out. If you like the stuff I'm playing, go check them out. They have Coffin Lids. They have all these different cool bands on there, you know, and they ship. It's not that terrible. It's more than, you know, Amazon, but some of the stuff you won't find here. So as I alluded to, I'm going to Japan the end of the year, and I'm coming home with a suitcase full of awesomeness, I think. I'll probably buy records and Nintendo games and stupid stuff. I am it. Well, the other thing I wanted to follow up with was when I was talking to... I was chatting with Benton Records, Audrey Benton, because they just finished up that Japan Night tour. And she alluded to saying, oh, she wants to hit up Florida. So I said, I'm going to have to figure out how to swing... if they could start in SWSX in Houston and then like hit up Tampa, then go to New York, then go to, you know, Chicago, Seattle, Portland, all that stuff. Man, that would be awesome. I got to see if I can sniff out a venue that's big enough for them, because, you know, it has to be like mid-range. It can't be huge. You're not going to sell it, you know, where they play football, an arena. Words, they escape me, but it can't be a little hole in the wall either. You know, this is like a whole bunch of bands coming. So I don't know. I gotta see how viable that is. That'd be really fun to be part of that, and then have them on the show. Of course, you know, why not have a bunch of do some crazy interviews? Hoping to get some crazy interviews next this weekend from the pinball thing. Should be fun. I don't know. Always an adventure. I like to go out and get these adventures so I can like come back and talk to you guys about it, so I'm not just going, oh yeah, this is blah, you know, if you don't do anything, can't talk about nothing, and that's boring. Who wants boring? Not me. That's why I'm playing this next band. Here they are.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
the swamp's depths, again appears horrifying, mysterious creatures, thirsting for lover's blood. To gratify their distorted desires.
The dread pirate Steve being no man's debt. I'll make a barter with you, true as the North Star.
Right.
In exchange for your kindness, I'll be splitting me buried treasure with you. Once I find it, that be.
Yes, that was Space Party. I played Space Party, then The Creature, Spanish Song, and Gumshoe. That was all from Invasion of the Surfer Men. Or Surfer Man, or Surfer Men. I should probably get a hold of them and see if they have any other music. I got 10 tracks. No, wait, 2, 4, I got 2, 4, I got 6 tracks of theirs. I'm betting they have more out there. I dig those cats. I want to play more for you. So, yeah, so now here's the part where you're going to have to get a piece of paper and pencil. I'll wait. So, along with going to the Facebook page for, you know, the Indie Circuit, you can also click on the archive segment of Radio St. Pete, you know, and, you know, you'll find Indie Circuit in all its glory, all these hour-long shows. And then you can also find another show I do called Asian Cult Cinema with a co-host, Dr. Morbius from Parts Unknown, where we talk about crazy Asian cult cinema and kung fu movies and all kinds of fun stuff. And you can also go to bunchofdorks.com. There you're going to find three different podcasts, one I've done for many, many years. One's called Slow Robot A Go Go. That's the top one. And that's like B-movie review stuff. Again, these are all really long-running shows. That one was like for 6 years. Then there's a one that I'm not part of, but they're friends of mine. They do the Two Dimension Podcast. It's a comic book podcast. And then the bottom one is called Bunch of Dorks. That was 10 years ago. 10 years run. It had a 10-year run from 2006 to 2016 when I hung it up. It's like this show, but a lot more cursing and drinking. I don't know. And also, of course, make sure you head over to Daddy-O's silkscreening.com. I should really be a little bit smoother with my own address, daddyoscreenprinting.com. Oh my god, what's wrong with my head? I should drink more or less. I don't know how that works. So yeah, if you need silk screening done for your business and or pleasure, hit me up. You're the man to see. Sorry for all that shilling. Now I'm back and here we are. And that was, last segment. Got to play something. What am I going to play? I'm going to play... See, I'm fighting the urge. I want to play 5, 6, 7, 8 again, but I'm not gonna. That's what you're expecting me to do. Oh, man. How about some stompin' riffraff? How about, maybe not them. Maybe I'll do Coffin Lids. I said them before, huh? Decisions, decisions. Let's play some Coffin Lids. Be right back.
Mark! Yeah! Ing! Yeah! Bird! Yeah! Yeah, Mockingbird, don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy me a Mockingbird. And if that Mockingbird don't sing, she's gonna buy me a diamond ring. And if that diamond ring don't shine.
We'll be right back.
teenage shakedown. A teenage shutdown. A teenage shakedown. Teenage shakedown. A teenage shutdown. A teenage shakedown.
Yeah. kiss. I'm gonna hold you in my arms, oh yeah. Then you'll feel my loving charm. Tonight you're gonna die in my garage. Tonight you're gonna die in my garage. Gonna die in my garage. Gonna die in my garage.
Loves chocolate. Scotty do.
Well, I like chocolate fine. I just...
Scotty do.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was very familiar. Hang on, let me do what I do. Would you stop?
How about you, Howard?
How about a what?
How about you, Howard?
What are you...
How about you, Howard?
I don't even...
How about you, Howard?
Honestly, isn't this...
How about you do, ladies and gentlemen, Scotty do.
Can you dig that, baby? Of course you can. That's the Coffin Lids from their CD Round Midnight. I played Frankenstein, Teenage Shakedown, She's the Bomb, and of course my classic all-time favorite, Tonight You're Gonna Die in My Garage. Ooh, spooky. So, great stuff. Thank you very much, Coffin Lids. They're another band I should kind of go back and check out because, you know, believe it or not, I used to play them on my old public access TV show called Dub 420. That's a long, long time ago. My bones are turning to dust. That's how long. Oh my God, I'm so old. It's okay, though. I'll keep doing this until I die. Then you'll all have something to remember me by. Yeah. Oh, well, that's it for this week. My name's Mal. This has been the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit, and I'll see you next week with all kinds of crazy stories from my adventures over above Orlando. Weird, huh? See you next week.